Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey. I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions real quick for the survey.
About what?
We are conducting a survey, and I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey.
Go ahead.
All right, perfect. So, this survey is to help help us better understand what is the most important of two people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. And all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone that completed the survey. Now, on this one, sir, we think about when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I think the country is heading in the right way.
So you feel very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Satisfied. Kind of better, but it's moving there, getting there.
Oh, somewhat satisfied then. All right, thank you, sir. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important do you say each of these issues is to you from a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means it's not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you? So I will read you some statement, and then you can tell me how important this issue is to you. From 0, it means it's not important, and 10 means it's very important. You can choose any of the numbers from 0 to 10. So the first one is voting rights. How important is this issue to you?
I would say 10.
10, thank you. Next one is student loan debt.
I would say yes, another 10.
All right, thank you. Next one is abortion rights.
I would say 10.
Thank you. Next one is immigration.
Getting there to 10.
All right, thank you. And racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Next one is crime and violence.
Oh, well, I think that's really getting out of hand, man. I think the crime is getting out of hand. So I would give that a 5.
A 5? Okay. And inflation and the cost of living?
Well, yeah, that's kind of, that cost of living is high.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, what number will you give that one?
The cost of living, man, true. I'll give that a 5.
All right, thank you. Next one is health care.
10.
Thank you. Next one is criminal justice reform.
10.
Thank you. Climate change.
10.
Okay. Next one is K-12 education.
What?
K-12 education.
10.
All right, thank you. Next one, reproductive freedom.
10.
Thank you. And democracy.
10.
And jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you, sir. Next question is, as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, and state for local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents you from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale
10.
From 0 to 10? All right, thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American, Indian, or Alaskan, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Black.
Black?
Black.
All right. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
So that's a yes, right? You are registered?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
What?
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is What is the year of your birth?
1962.
62, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed on the high, or the highest degree you have received?
The highest what?
The highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
The highest degree?
Yes.
I'll give that an 8.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Okay, thank you.
10.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount
10.
Of power you... Okay, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you feel you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion,
I will give that an 8.
Okay, and you have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So I will reach you some names and groups, and then you can tell me from 0 to 10 how favorable this person is to you. 0 means it's not favorable, and 10 very favorable. Or if you've never heard this name or this group, you can let me know if you've never heard of them. The first one is Robert F. Kennedy. How will you feel about Robert F. Kennedy?
I would give him a 4.
A 4, thank you. Next one is Donald Trump. How would you feel about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay, thank you. Next one is the Democratic Party.
10.
Thank you. Next one is Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. And then the Republican Party?
0.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The first one is Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. See, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. Oh, thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
I would give that a 7.
So
I'm going forward.
It's gotten better. Okay, thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and association, will you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of my friends, they vote, yeah.
Most vote, thank you. Below is a list of people and events that you could have, that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress, if 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. So basically this one is, I will read you a name or event, and you let me know if that person or that event prevented progress in this country. Like a 0, it means that you believe that that person did not prevent any progress in the country. And in 10, it means that you believe that that person prevented the country to go forward. So the first one, and 5 is like a neutral. The first one is President Biden. Do you think that President Biden did not prevent anything from the country to go forward, or you think he made a lot of things that prevented the country from going forward, like a tent?
Country are going forward.
Oh, okay. So he did not prevent the country from going forward?
Yes, he did. Prevent to go, he going forward, taking it forward, yes.
Oh, okay. The next one is Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
No. Zero.
So you believe that party prevented the country from going forward?
Yes, they do.
All right, thank you. And then you have Governor Kemp.
Governor Kemp, I gave him a 5.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Oh, dang good, man. They are zero.
Zero. And then Supreme Court.
Supreme Court, there's 0-2.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Donald Trump.
Zero.
Thank you. And white supremacists?
Zero.
All right, thank you. Below is a list of people and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you to vote in your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that you will strongly motivate to go vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So these are statements that have obstructed black progress in black communities. And then after reading the statement, you can let me know if you feel that you are, how motivated are you to vote in this upcoming election from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will feel motivated to vote, and 5 is you feel neutral, and 10 it means that you will strongly vote if you feel strongly motivated to vote. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10 in between also. The first one says 14 years after the Affordable Care Act in 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly $500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision to make and expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia will lack access to health coverage. Regarding that statement, how motivated you feel to vote regarding this statement?
Well, really, no matter what, I'm gonna vote anyway. But I give it a 10.
Thank you, sir. Next one, it says, in the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act Progress, Pregnant Workers Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block in Georgia in hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
I didn't understand that one. I didn't get that one right.
Oh, sorry, sir. In the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protest, Pregnant Workers Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block in Georgia hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. So what it means that this person is blocking pregnant people, like women, people that are women, to like get time off work whenever, you know, after having a baby or recovering workers for like new mothers. So with this statement, do you feel that you feel very motivated to vote against this person about prison?
Yes, exactly. I'll get it at 10.
Okay, thank you. The 2021 infrastructure and job actually supports that affordable connectivity program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month in internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving 21.8 monthly. So regarding this statement, how motivated you feel voting for this program?
Not 10.
Thank you. And next one is the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program, over 3 to 5 years of housing aid to those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More actions is needed, as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From this one, how will you feel? How motivated will you feel to vote regarding this statement?
I'll maybe give that one an 8.
All right, thank you. Next one is, we may strive towards building Black power together. While there is still some significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces of obstruction our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. So this statement, how will you feel?
I'll give it a 10.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for your response so far. I know it's going to, I'm going to ask you some of these questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So the first one says, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change or change on issues that matter to you. So from 0 to 10, how do you feel your vote has, how much power do you feel your vote has?
That's a 10, man.
All right, thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their
10.
Community. All right.
10.
As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up to prevent people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
10. Better.
That's gotten better. Thank you. Do you consider yourself as 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
So what? Heterosexual what?
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual,
straight.
Or 4?
Oh, straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widower?
Single.
Single. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. And politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat, yes.
Okay. How will you describe your employment status? Be like full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
Okay, thank you. last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Fine.
Like around roughly how much you think you made before taxes?
50, in the 50s.
In the 50s? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, this will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you, sir, for answering, taking your time and helping us by answering those questions. I know some of them were a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you're welcome, man.
I take care. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye. All right, you're